student loans. And now I feel so alone, so alone. And now the mailbox provides me with the interest, but I had to go back to college, get my master's so I could get me a fatty raise. But I'ma teach you that be the day, that be the day. But oh, you're in it with me, sweet, sweet Lindsay. Oh, you're in it with me, but I can't seem to figure out to keep paying to keep the podcast on, to keep the podcast on.
Welcome to the Teacher's Life Podcast. You know what? Sometimes I really don't care about copyright. You teach your kids, right? Your students, not to copyright, really be cognizant of it. You know what? Sometimes, forget it. I don't care, man. Fix my mic here. We're just having fun sometimes. Some of the people that do these great things on YouTube, and I understand the artist rights, but you know what? I don't care sometimes. What are they going to do, sue me? And if they do, listen to the song, people. You ain't going to get no money out of me. Welcome to episode 17. My hair was getting really, really long. Really bad. When my hair gets long, it's really nappy. And so it was just all over the place. And so, of course, I waited till the day after school got out to get a haircut just to fight the system. So I went into local establishment, Great Clips. I brought a picture of myself from my wedding, and I made sure to get a profile picture so they could see the back of my hair because I had a great haircut for my wedding. And even with documentation, they still seemed to absolutely butcher my hair. And I can't even describe to you. It's really, really short. She cut off my sideburns, so my beard comes up, it goes up, stops. Skin, start of hair on both sides. And I have this little piece of hair coming on my forehead, you know, down the side. She shaved that off. And she cut off the back of my, it looks awful. I'm a little self-conscious. However, being this a podcast, good thing, because you can't see me. But anyways, update on the wife situation. She's still riffed, which means reduction in force. Pretty much all first year teachers were canned, and some of them have been called back and offered their jobs back. My wife has not been one of them, but we have our fingers crossed. Hopefully she will get a job. It's been crazy. We have this little house, and we've had to bring all of her classroom in boxes and not in boxes back to our home. So we are filled to the brim right now with stuff. So hopefully we can get that out, excuse me, and back into a classroom for kids to actually use the items. Anyways, and I'm moving officially from second grade to fifth grade, so I'm really excited about that. That's the grade level I've always wanted to teach. So it's now summer, and we have lots of time to think and do stuff that we love. I am having to learn firsthand about home improvement. I have no idea what I'm doing, as you probably, if you listen to this podcast, you know now. But I'm diving into it, people. I got a lawn, and yeah. And I'm also trying to do some professional development, reading, taking some classes and whatnot. Here's a list of some of the books I'm checking out. Constructivism by Catherine Fosno, I don't know how to say it, but looks like it's going to be good. What to Read When by Pam Allen. Which I am going to have an interview with her once I read it. Read Aside by Kelly Gallagher. I contacted him for an interview and he wants to do it, but it's hard to get these people on the phone. They're all so busy, especially people with books. They're out going around and promoting their book and giving talks and whatever. I'm also reading the Tribes, A New Way of Learning and Being Together. I'm actually... Principal's paying for me to go to a class on that this summer. So there's lots of things that I want to do. I want to actually read some fun books. But the most important thing is this podcast. And I need some help. And I don't need anybody to call into the hotline. I don't need any of that stuff. People are too busy to do that, I think. But the podcast, I have Podomatic. All right, hear me out. Because I could use some help. I have Podomatic. And I pay money to be a pro member, and while it's cool to check out, I get to see who's listening, how many times it's downloaded, how many times the page is loaded, and all this mumbo-jumbo, I could easily do without that, but the pro setting, which I have to pay for, it's like $200 a year, and my year is up in August, so I'm already thinking about the podcast, and I don't know what to do because I don't want to pay that money again. And the one thing that the pro does is it allows you to store as much as much information or as many podcasts as well. That's not true. It gives me a limit, but I'm not even close to the limit. But if I take away the pro thing and don't renew it, I'm already past my storage limit. So I could easily go to another podcast page. But that would mess up iTunes, and that's where most of the people download it from anyways. And so I'm kind of stuck, and I need some help. What should I do? The options: move to a different podcast page. Paying money to be a pro is pretty much non-existent now. Too many other things to pay for, so I'm scrapping that. So I either stay here and just get rid of the normal episodes and just have the interviews, or vice versa. Or I moved to a different podcast page. I originally had the podcast on mypodcast.com, and I didn't really like it, and that's why I switched to experiment. But if I move, it's going to be tough for me to keep all of my listeners aware and where to find the podcast. So if you have any ideas or any advice, if you do this and you know what I should do, please let me know, because I want to keep doing it. But I don't want to pay a bunch of money for it. So, and if you have any ideas of what I could do to make the show more interesting, that'd be great too. You can either go to the teacherslifeblog.blogspot.com and add a comment to episode 17, or you could email theteacherslife@gmail.com and give me any thoughts, any additions, any subtractions from the show, anything that you can think of that would keep you listening. Because if if I lose a listener base, I can talk to myself in the shower. So hopefully people are listening to this, and that's all. I hope to hear from some of you, because I really need help figuring the situation out with my podcast. If you know of a site I could go to and start up there, I would love that. So that's all I got. You guys take it easy, and hope to hear from you. Peace.